You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Now that we're beyond Memorial Day weekend, health officials are once again testing our local waters. Staff from Public Health Madison-Dane County sample and test the water at each beach once a week. Specifically, they're looking for E. coli and blue-green algae that can be dangerous to humans and to pets. There's a website you can go to check on the water quality at each beach. It'll even show you if it's closed. Every year, they begin this testing again after Memorial Day. And Wisconsin lawmakers are considering a package of bills meant to protect pollinators. They would require state agencies give preference to native plants, add more regulations for pesticides and insecticides, and establish a Protect Pollinators license plate program. The bills would also designate June Pollinator Awareness Month and make the rusty-patched bumblebee the state native insect. And there's a new documentary out about former Packer Brett Favre. Lisa Hale has more.
Netflix released a documentary called The Fall of Favre, which focuses on former Packer quarterback Brett Favre's sex and welfare scandals.
People don't want most of that stuff to come out. People want their heroes.
The documentary, produced by Netflix and sports media company Front Office Sports, features interviews with former New York Jets employee Jen Sturger and former Sports Illustrated writer Peter King, among others. Netflix and Front Office Sports said Favre declined to be interviewed for the documentary. This isn't the first time a Netflix documentary has cast an unflattering light on a Northeast Wisconsin connection. The global streaming and entertainment company also produced Making a Murderer, focusing on the case of Stephen Avery, his nephew Brendan Dassey, and the investigation into the murder of Teresa Halbach in Manitowoc County.
That's Lisa Hale. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers host the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight at AmFam Field between the Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Jackson Churio got things started early yesterday for the crew. First pitch in the bottom of the first. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive. Deep left center. And welcome to Memorial Day.
The Brewers went on to win 3-2. Did Churio's leadoff homer set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
Closer Trevor McGill got out of a jam in the ninth to get the save in front of a sellout crowd of over 40,000 fans. Did that help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and thank you for the fans for coming out.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Miley Cyrus appeared on the Zane Lowe Show recently and shared a New Year's Eve nightmare. She was hosting New Year's Rockin' Eve with her godmother, Dolly Parton, when she had an ovarian cyst rupture. The 32-year-old singer said she continued hosting the show despite the medical emergency and intense pain, and they say Disney kids are soft. Cyrus is releasing her latest album, Something Beautiful, on May 30th. Former Bond girl Denise Richards is pushing for her husband to have, like, the coolest side hustle ever. The Wild Thing star is adding her husband Aaron into the conversation of who should be the next James Bond. Her husband says he would do it, and it would be no problem. There's just one problem. He's not an actor. He's a health guru. Richards played Bond girl Dr. Christmas Jones alongside Pierce Brosnan's Bond in the 1999 action thriller The World Is Not Enough. There were recent rumors about John Krasinski's nose job, which the actor denied. Krasinski did, however, confirm one rumor, and that is that if The Office has a spinoff, he is in for a cameo appearance. Krasinski played Jim Halpert for all 9 seasons of the hit NBC show. FYI, plastic surgeons have dismissed the idea that Krasinski changed his nose and suggested it looks smaller due to lighting, aging, or weight fluctuations. Sure. In a related story, Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight on the show, openly admitted to having his forehead reduced. Finding your groove after divorce has to be difficult. For Jessica Simpson, she tried to get it back last week on American Idol, singing for the first time on TV in about 15 years, and it did not go well, and now says she's not opposed to getting back into acting. Not sure if she could top her performance as Daisy Duke. It's nice to have choices, though. Do I revive my career as a mediocre singer or a mediocre actor? Here's one of Pete's picks if you're looking looking for a good police procedural, check out Line of Duty. Season 1 starts with a police sergeant who refuses to be part of a cover-up and joins an anti-corruption police task force. Just started watching it, but I am digging it due to good writing and really solid British acting, including actors Lenny James, Kelly MacDonald, Martin Compston, and Stephen Graham. The BBC show is available to stream on several different platforms, including Hulu, Prime, and Peacock. The Cannes Film Festival gets the best of the best films every year, so it's no surprise that many films have received serious buzz post-festival. According to the Daily Beast, the best film to come out of this year's event is the comedy-drama Sentimental Value. The film stars the great Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning and is being called a story about family memories and the healing powers of art. Sentimental Value is directed by Norwegian filmmaker Joachim Trier, and it's one to keep an eye on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers, even a rumble of thunder or two possible today, tonight into tomorrow. Won't be a lot of rain, though. Maybe a tenth of an inch or more, a little more in a few spots. Today, mostly cloudy, 68. Tonight, we'll drop down to near 50. Tomorrow, our highs will be in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 57.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.